working all the time. It's a joy. No one understands. Wanna know that this one is not for me. This is the end of the world.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, we got our latest little teaser for the Skyfire event. So let's go ahead and take a listen in on this little audio teaser that they gave us. Just a little bit of a visual aspect to it. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'll go ahead and throw it up there as well. But it's me. It's basically the audio that's the important part of this.
Hey, I hear you're planning on saving the day with your buddy, Dr. Sloan. Part of me is super relieved, and the other is honestly really, really scared for you. I don't trust Sloan. Just be careful. Take care of yourself. Don't count on her to do it. And there's something else. There might be something on that ship that not even Sloan knows about. I don't want to lead you down a panic spiral, but whatever you think the worst thing ever is, this might be way, way...
All right, there we go. Operation Skyfire. Going down on Sunday. That's going to be really awesome. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to be there for the live event. And yeah, there's some really cool things that we've already seen, right? I mean, and there's so many cool things to speculate. I mean, we know that the mothership, there's going to be some sort of attack on the mothership, right? We know that there's bombs set, so is the mothership going to get blown up? Is it going to crash down onto the island? You know, there is a big, the aftermath, the zero point area is a big area that, you know, is missing something. So could part of the mothership crash there and you'd be like, you know, have a new POI where you're going inside of part of the mothership? That you can walk through as part of the island. The mothership seemed to have some old locations on it. Do those locations crash down as well and return to the map? That'd be something fun to see. I mean, because like the Butter Barn was there. We got... oh my gosh, it was a location that I really liked in Chapter 1 that I think it was in there at some point. That I can't think of right now. But anyways, there's locations that could drop out of the mothership and back onto the island, which add some new POIs. And with this event, it sounds like, you know, it's going to be war between the aliens and the IO. But sounds like we're going to go up into the mothership ourselves because, you know, Mary there is saying that we're going to need to, you know, fight something, right? That is... scarier than something that we could imagine. And why is it going to be scarier than imagined? I mean, where did the zero point go? Where is the power of Kevin the Cube? You know, did the aliens take it themselves and use that power to make some sort of powerful monster being? That would be pretty cool to see. Oh, there's all kinds of cool things that you could come up with. I'd love to hear what you guys come up with over in the Discord. But yeah, that's it. That's really for the news today. It was that little teaser, and yeah, that's really exciting. Well, actually, you know, the other thing I wanted to mention in the news section still is the update that we talked about yesterday, you know, Apple versus Epic, okay? And today, the judge here made the ruling on what was going on, and basically, Epic lost in almost every case that they brought up, and they are going to have to pay Apple about $12 million from the time that they uploaded the update to Fortnite where you could buy the V-Bucks from them directly. So they have to pay, you know, 30% of whatever they made in that time period where it was up. So it ends up being, I guess, about, they calculated $12 million or so. And, you know, they lost on a bunch of other things. But one thing that we did talk about being able to purchase items from apps directly, they got at least a little bit closer to that. You know, if you ask Tim Sweeney of Epic, this is not what they wanted, but I think it is a big advancement, a big step forward from what we had before. So what the judge ruled is that Apple now has to allow developers to have to be able to link out to an external site where they can buy directly from them and, you know, make purchases directly to whatever developer or thing that you're trying to buy from. So they can't just totally hide that from you. You know, Apple can't continue to just hide that from you or not allow developers to have that be an option. Now, you know, if you ask Tim Sweeney, you know, what he was trying to do was make it so that, you know, developers would be able to have this option as an in-app purchase. So you wouldn't have to go outside of the app, make your purchase, and then return back to the app. But, you know, even though that's not exactly what they got, I think it's a big step that they're able to do that. And then as far as going forward with Fortnite being back on Apple iOS, don't expect that anytime soon, because Tim Sweeney was also saying he's not going to, Epic has no plans to put Fortnite back on Apple iOS until that is an option, until Apple does allow developers to put the in-app purchase as an option. And as many people may know, like, oh my, I see so many people online thinking, oh, this was a big loss for Epic and for Fortnite because they have to pay $12 million and they, you know, lost on a bunch of the other counts that they were trying to bring up against Apple. But, you know, they're not the only ones losing. Apple's losing millions of dollars as well through the money they could be making if they were just taking, you know, 20% or 15%. So, you know, it's always interesting to me to see two Titan industries or two Titan companies going at each other. And, you know, I can't say I feel bad for any of them, because knowing how many hundreds of millions of dollars they make, yeah, they're going to be losing millions. But I think at the end of the day, it's not going to really affect their bottom line too much. But I'm sure that both companies would love to be making more money together, but they just can't get some sort of agreement on how that money is going to be made and how it will be distributed. But that is all we have for news today. Again, let's go ahead and look at what we have in the LTMs, in the featured, in the weekend pick section. We got the Solid Gold Squads. We have Zombie Island, The Pit Free For All, 50 Fashion Show Death Run Update, Pro 100, Coliseum Red versus Blue, Imposters, 100 Red versus Blue Rumble, Red versus Blue Bounty, 100 Pro Aliens, and that's some of your featured weekend picks. Let's go ahead and head on over to the item shop, because we've already covered the challenges for this week, since there's just today, tomorrow, and part of Sunday to get these done, it sounds like, before we get the big in-game live event and the update that should be happening after that. Let's go ahead and look at what we got. Mecha Morty Bundle, J Balvin Bundle, Marvel items, all still here for now. The NFL items that we talked about yesterday are all still here. And then we have the Bright Blaster outfit with the Bright Bashers Harvesting Tool for 1,200. I'm honestly a big fan of this. The Firewalker outfit is 1,200. Pretty cool looking. The Gangnam Style emote for 500. the True Heart emote for 800, Switch Up Music for 200, the Shadow Boxer emote for 200. We have a new emote, right? This is the new one, Sway emote. Make your move and pass it on. Yeah, this is new. So it's pretty cool. So you'll dance. You'll do some dance moves, and then it's like you're passing a basketball over to somebody who joins you in the dance, and then they'll do a few dance moves and then pass it over to you, and it just goes back and forth and back and forth. So pretty cool, and music's good as well. You'll have to go find that yourself on the social media or when you're in game. But this is 500 V-Bucks. We also have the Gloss emote, sleek and silky smooth. Again, some pretty good dance moves here. Definitely, you know, kind of like the break dancing style where you got like the, I don't know, rubber band moving through you or whatever. This is 500 V-Bucks as well. We have the Brainstorm outfit. This one's a thinker, and comes with the intervertebral implant back bling, a combination nerve-enhancing prosthesis and nightlight. So, this outfit, gotta be pretty awesome, right? It is, to me, I feel like this is a Jonesy, right? We just can't tell that this is a Jonesy. It looks kind of like a body of a Jonesy, right? He's got gloves on, so you can't really tell. You could see part of his hands. So to me, it's a potential Jonesy because we have an Agent Jonesy, right? That would be wearing like, you know, a suit like this when he's at work. Only this, it's got like a robot head with a glass case, and inside of that case is a brain and eyeballs just looking out of the case. So to me, I think this is a just a brain version of Jonesy. Let me know what you think, if I'm right on that or not. But it does look pretty cool, and the back bling is pretty cool as well. I mean, it's really bright green with those glowing lights down the vertebrae, and you know, it's pretty cool. This is 1,200 V-Bucks for that. My son already got it. He got it like right away. He was excited for it. He really likes it. We have the Zadie mask, or we have the Metal Mask bundle, which has a Zadie outfit, Metal Mouth outfit, and the Spiked Mace Harvesting Tool, along with the challenges to get the additional styles. The bundle here is 2,400 in total. Zadie outfit is 1,200. The Metal Mouth outfit is 1,200. The Spiked Mace Harvesting Tool is 800. That looks like everything today, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. That's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. And again, I would really love to hear all of the cool theories that you have about what's going to happen at this live event and what we're going to get in the next season. I'd love to hear all about that in the Discord. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and review for a shout out on the show. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.